Brilliance Audio.
Halfway to You by Jennifer Gold. Performed by Susan Erickson and Lauren Ezzo. For Joseph. Am. Papeete, Tahiti, French Polynesia. September 1999. 10,000 miles from home, I realized he's not coming. I don't remember exactly when that realization formed. I'd planted myself at a patio table at our agreed-upon hotel and waited an hour, maybe two, before my doubts set in. I'll never forget how the air smelled of plumeria and tropical rain, how the heavy sea breeze sought to extinguish my cigarette, how, beyond my table, the surf of Matavai Bay surged and flowed over the black sand beach. It was the 15th anniversary of our first meeting, and I knew Todd wasn't coming. I also knew that I loved him. A deep certainty that rippled through my heart like the tide. Todd had always been the ocean to my beach, warm and smooth and lovely, even as he swept through my everything. He could wipe me clean with perfect devastation. And I was the sand, the sum of a million fragmented, pulverized parts stirred up in his wake. Had he never planned to come? I should have expected to be stood up. But then again, when it came to Todd, I never learned. I could never quite reach him. I was always halfway there, trying desperately to close the distance, waiting in some foreign land and hoping beyond hope that he'd prove me wrong and show up after all. But as you know by now, Maggie, it was never quite that simple.
Maggie, you can't build trust on a half-truth. Excerpt from Chasing Shadows by Anne Fox. Anacortes, Washington State, USA. Friday, January 5th, 2024.
Should you be talking while driving?
Grant's voice vibrates through the surround sound car speakers.
You called me.
And I have Bluetooth. Maggie taps the cracked screen of her dash-mounted iPhone, switching the call display back to Google Maps. What's up?
I thought you'd be there already.
Maggie doesn't bother to scrub the frustration from her voice. So did I. The six-hour trip is currently pushing 9. After an early morning departure from Oregon, Maggie braved a traffic-congested drive up I-5 North and faulty directions that landed her on the wrong ferry to the wrong island. She's now following a scenic 60-mile highway to board one more ferry through the glacier-carved islands of northern Washington, almost Canada. As if she wasn't nervous enough already without the stress of getting lost.
Did you take a wrong turn?
It's almost as if she doesn't want to be found, Maggie jokes. She's heading to San Juan Island on assignment. Her first field assignment with the podcast Stories Behind the Stories. Tomorrow, she has an appointment to interview her favorite author of all time, an elusive, jet-setting, one-hit wonder named Anne Fox. SBTS reasoned that conducting the interviews in Anne's secluded residence would make her feel more relaxed. Maggie has her doubts the plan will soothe Anne's wariness. But an opportunity is an opportunity. So, Maggie continues, is this a friend call or a producer call?
I'm just checking in.
Her boss sounds anything but casual. Maggie waits for his next question, the static road noise consuming his pause.
Are you nervous?
I'm fine, Grant, Maggie says. I have interviewed people before, you know.
Britt said you were nervous.
Traitor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?